This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver will pay $350,000 to settle a lawsuit stemming from protests in the summer of 2020. Boulder resident Michael Jacobs says officers used excessive force when they arrested him in July 2020. Video shows officers tackling a man Jacobs' lawyers say is their client, and one of the officers appears to jab the person near the genitals. The department found the officer involved hadn't violated its use of force policy. Providers participating in the state's new universal preschool program would get a bonus under proposed legislation. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Already, 30,000 families have signed up for the state's universal preschool. The bill aims to attract more providers. So far, about 60% of providers are community providers. The rest, school districts. Lisa Roy, executive director of the Colorado Department of Early Childhood, says the bonus validates home-based providers.
Taking on UPK and getting the extra training and supports that they need, this funding will help.
The bill would award bonuses ranging from $700 to $1,000. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A deadly fungus threatens bats in Colorado. Now researchers say you can help protect them. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The project's called Colorado Bat Watch. Conservationists organized it after white nose syndrome reached the state last year. The disease has devastated bat colonies on the East Coast and in the Midwest. That's hurt ecosystems and left farmers far more vulnerable to insects. Biologist Megan Mueller says scientists are racing to develop vaccines.
And it may be possible to apply those vaccines to bats at roost sites, but we need help with finding those sites.
By joining Colorado Bat Watch, Mueller says citizen scientists can help find those spots and maybe help protect bats before it's too late. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.